Blog Talk Radio.
You think I wouldn't have him unless I could have him by the balls? You think I'd just dish it out? You don't think I'd take it at all? You think I am stronger? You think I walk taller than the rest? You think I'm usually wearing the pants just because I rarely wear a dress? When you look at me, you see my purpose, you see my pride. I just settle up my anger and ride and ride and ride. You think I stand so firm? You think I sit so high on my trusty steed? Well, let me tell you, I'm usually face down on the ground when there's a stampede. Roll over, I'm too easy to wreck. I just write about what I should have done. I sing what I wish I could say, and I hope somewhere some woman hears my music and it helps her through her day. Around. Some big man's business turns a profit every time I lay my money down. Some guy designed this room I'm standing in. Another one built it with his own tools. Who says I like right angles? These are not my laws. These are not my rules. Like I fool you, I don't have the power. We just don't run this place.
Hey there. This is Here Be Monsters, and it's Friday. It's December 9th. Excuse me, catching up here. Here Be Monsters is one of a drumline of small radio shows that grasps an alternative media so that we might offer you speaking truth to power, again, the MSM. So that's where we're coming from. I'm harried and late today. If I don't sound it, I'm surprised, but maybe I sound that way every day. You just can't never tell. My big things today are to bring you up to speed with a international day of action tomorrow through the Occupy movement. It's about observing our human rights and human rights issues. And bearing that in mind, I have a post from Roundtree 7 that I'm going to be reading out loud today on the show. This is Friday short show, because at 6 p.m. we have Diane G. over at the Wild, Wild Left. You'll find that on Blog Talk Radio. And before the end of the show, I will do my very best to post a link to that. So let me get to it here. Tomorrow is, of course, an International Day of Action. Your Occupy groups local will be observing human rights issues and bringing them to the to conversation in the GAs. There are many events planned tomorrow, and you can find them at occupy.org, occupytogether.org, and occupywallstreet.org, all together there. So this is, I'm going to read you a post that deals with an issue at the Occupy Oakland movement out on the West Coast. Now, Occupy Oakland has done tremendous things. And I would remind you that on the 12th Monday, Occupy Oakland has an event planned to begin the shutdown of the whole coastline of California, of all of the ports. So please remember that. Please support them. And if you're out in California and you're listening to this, please, please think about taking the day and getting out there and marching with whatever Occupy group is close to whatever port you're in. And listen, remember, you don't have to have more than just yourself to be an Occupy group, okay? Bring your sock puppet. We've got a few hanging around that use them a lot. Why don't we use them? Okay, so I want to read you a post from Roundtree 7. I'm going to post a link in the chat on this. It was written by Osori, or Al Osorio, or my brother Oso, and it addresses an issue that came up at Occupy Oakland. Man, there's stuff going on out there. They are shaking and they are moving. This is the link to the post that I'm about to read, and it's about decolonization. And it's called Decolonize Oakland Incident at Ogawa, which is Ogawa Square there, where they gather for their General Assembly. Now, there is a reading of a motion that was put before the General Assembly on video here that deals with addressing changing the name to Decolonize Oakland to bring some... to bring some awareness up to people of color and, of course, the indigenous people, the Ohlone tribe. And I'm just going to read Oso's post for you here. I think it's an important issue. I think you'll find it's a real good read, and the videos attached to it are excellent. Take advantage of the link. And I'm going to begin. There was a motion put to the General Assembly at Occupy Oakland this past Sunday to change the name to Decolonize Oakland. The Ohlone tribe have dealt with regular desecration of their sacred sites and do not have federal status, so there is no reservation. This proposal, and let me say that the word proposal is a link that will take you to the written proposal, needed a 90% approval, but it was voted down. It only got an 68% approval. Strong feeling all round. I personally didn't feel strongly about the name change. I supported it because I have my people's backs. You can see the depth of emotion generated near the 8:43 mark on the video he's referring to. The young woman was teary-eyed with righteous anger, and I was teary-eyed with pride at the example, okay, yeah, it's getting to me, of our people's strength. Mind you, I am not indigenous to the Americas. Culturally, I am by birth, but not by culture. I am an Irish gal. Old white Irish broad here reading from an indigenous man's point of view here. She is Annie Mae and Buffalo Calf Road woman. Her spirit is why we will endure. but this is not why I write this. I personally accepted the decision. Life goes on. Better luck next time. It is what it is. Time to move on to the serious business of shutting down the port of Oakland. Okay. Ward Churchill had expressed misgivings about whites controlling Occupy. My impression had been that whites were sensitive politically, when blacks, correctly, would make accusations of white privilege, whites took ownership, seemingly vying with one another over who could better express their guilt, which is why I was so surprised when, following the defeat of the proposal, there were people highly critical of the Indian claims to our land, not only the Ohlone, but all tribes. Academics wrote how the Ohlone weren't even the first tribe there. 1,000 or more years ago, another tribe was there. Claims were made that present-day Americans should bear no guilt for what some of their ancestors had done. It had always been this way. One group of people dispossesses a previous group. Terrible thing, but it's not racism, it's history. Pointing out that it was a matter of respect to acknowledge what had been done to the indigenous made things worse. Visionaries responded with conviction. I'm getting there. That no one really owned the land. It was unnatural for one to claim the space to be theirs. Land belongs to everybody. This was not the way men and women responded to black complaints. They wouldn't point out that slavery occurred throughout history and blacks were just a group of many, nor would they react to a woman calling for an end to male oppression by saying that they were far better off than women of other countries. Queer folk would not be told that gender was a choice. None would be patronized by telling them their bodies might be chattel, but their minds weren't. If anyone chose to speak down to them, the group would figuratively shred them. Anybody but Indians, that is. The derision of American men and women towards Indians puzzled me before the anger set in. It may be ownership. Our American Indian is a phrase often used to refer to something owned by white Americans, a white America. Charitably, one might say shared. Either way, it indicates possession. And Americans are nothing if not possessive of what is theirs. Maybe it's just one more thing to be politically correct about, and Americans are sick of it. And it just happened to be those people sitting quietly in the corner who never fuss about anything who piss them off. Like someone having a bad day at work who gets a flat tire on the drive home, then finds bad news in the mail from the IRS. Their child who never causes a problem is fussy, and the parent lashes out. The minority who survived the genocide, never causes a problem is being obstinate. Deviation from one's place in life, assigned role, is an anathema to some, at least a white some. Within Occupy. Let me read that again, okay? The minority who, in brackets, survived the genocide, never causes a problem is being obstinate. Deviation from one's brackets, place in life, assigned role, is an anathema to some, at least a white some within Occupy. As long as we show up in costume to dance for our sponsors, all of whom claim to be a part Cherokee, thereby taking away the one thing remaining to us, our tribal identity and the pain that goes with it, we're acceptable. A dog to be petted. I'm getting there. We're more than welcome to entertain them with drum music. Then get the fuck out of their faces and let them tend to serious business of fixing what they as our conquerors fucked up. I thought it was over, staying away for a few days. I went to the General Assembly, seeing a brown face facilitating. Then I noticed an American woman also facilitating. I recalled her agreement with everything said against us, although she'd made no personal attacks. Looking around the group, I'm not sure of the number, enough for a quorum, I saw a few young black men on the periphery, but mostly what I saw were white faces. At the point where we greeted our neighbors, I introduced myself and shook several hands. Every person of color understands white dismissal. It's in their eyes and mannerisms. Politely or not so politely, saying, "You don't matter." It's a part of life, but when I saw it in a few eyes, I strode out. Out of the plaza Americans occupy and into the streets they also occupy. We are conquered people of no consequence, at least in their eyes. Shit. Of course, that is not the punctuation that was used by the gentleman who wrote this piece. It's my punctuation. And the last line reads, "Ah, but we have women. Women whose strength none of them can match." This was written by Al Osorio, or Osori, over at Roundtree 7. You can find the link in the chat room. This is an issue, this decolonization of Oakland. I hope it gets brought up before the General Assembly again. I hope there's another opportunity for indigenous and people of color to make their point. It's disheartening, to say the least. Now, I'm not going to take any phone calls. I'm sorry, Mr. Oh, my goodness. Now, that's a name you don't see every day, Mr. Turd Burglar. I'm not taking any calls. I am basically just today reading this post and letting people mull over it. And I am going to say that, in my own part, it's disheartening to me. I don't do white guilt. I'm responsible for myself, not for my ancestors. I feel my ancestors have either taught me lessons or, failing that, there's a place for guilt, but I don't feel that. What I do feel is disheartened and ashamed of people of culture. Anyways, there you have it. It is Friday. This is Here Be Monsters. I want to remind everybody that you basically have the opportunity to stand up for human rights tomorrow in a day of action internationally. And that's about it. I wanted to make this statement today by reading Oso's piece, and there you have it. We will be back tomorrow on our regular show on Sunday. I thank you for tuning in. This has been Here Be Monsters. And that'll be all for today.